Lanolin Plus brings you The Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, Cliff, you should help me. I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sneard, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you, transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products for softer, more youthful-looking skin and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guests are songstress Connie Haynes and star of the 20th Century Fox CinemaScope production, Beneath the 12-Mile Reef, Terry Moore. There's a bright new promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus Cosmetics. Its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you radiant, younger-looking skin and softer, shining hair. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. This afternoon, before the broadcast, Charlie received a note from Terry Moore asking him to visit her in her dressing room. Well, it goes without saying that Charlie hurried right over, convinced that he'd made another conquest.
Well, Terry, here I am.
Charlie. Oh.
Wow. Look at that gown you are wearing.
Oh, it's just one of my going-away dresses.
Yes, of course, yeah. Looks like most of it's already gone.
Well, it's the latest Paris design.
Yeah.
It comes in three different models, backless, and strapless.
What's the third one called?
Good morning, Judge.
Don't worry, it won't hold up in court.
Never mind, Charlie. Do you know why I sent for you?
Oh, silly girl, of course. With girls who know smooching best, it's McCarthy 2-1.
Oh, Charlie, you really are very cute.
Oh, I appreciate the sentiment. You're sincere, if not original.
However, I didn't come here to ask you for any romantic reasons.
What? Are you mad, girl?
Well, let me explain, Charlie. You know, some friends of mine were saying that actresses never make successful businesswomen.
Well, so.
So I decided to prove that they're wrong. I've gone into the insurance business.
So what has that got to do with me?
Well, I thought that you might help me sell a policy to Edgar.
Well, of course, so that's it, Miss Moore. You only wanted me to get Bergen as a customer. Well, you've made a joke of me. You've made a fool of me.
I'll pay you a commission.
You've made a salesman of me.
Oh, I knew you'd be sensible, Charlie, and you'll be doing Edgar a favor, too. Why, my insurance policy makes dying a pleasure.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going about as far as you can, isn't it?
Yes, it guarantees that when you die, you'll be completely covered.
Well, that's real neat, I must say.
Or, here's an endowment policy that enables you to retire at the age of 60 and live in comfort until you're 61.
Yeah, well, it's nice while it lasts. It's a real bargain.
Oh, and I have some fine accident policies, too. If you get a bump on the head, we pay you a lump sum.
Yeah. That's very good, very good. If the customer gets a Charlie horse, do you send him a saddle?
Hey, that's a good suggestion.
It is?
Now, Charlie, look. You talk to Edgar first and get him in the, you know, the mood.
Oh, sure, I can.
Then I'll drop by and cinch the deal for the life insurance.
Okay, Terry. When we get through with Bergen, he'll have more life on him than he's got in him. See you later.
Ray, have you seen Charlie?
Oh, yes, Edgar, just the other day. We had quite a chat.
Oh, that's very interesting, yes.
Oh, on the contrary, it was rather dull. You weren't there, so I had to do all the talking.
Hello, Bergie. Hiya, Ray.
But where have you been, Charlie?
Well, I was just out taking a stroll, you see. Yes. And, I was just sort of walking along, you know, just sort of meditating, you know. You know how I will do, Bergen? Huh?
Yes, yes.
Well, then say so. All right, I do.
Yes.
I feel like I'm alone up here. No. So, where was I? You were meditating. Oh, yeah. I was meditating, walking along, and I happened to walk past a cemetery, you see. And I just sort of got a thinking.
Thinking about what?
Well, let's face it, Bergy, you're not getting any younger.
Well, who is?
Yeah. By golly, that shoots that argument, doesn't it? Now, let's forget that. Bergy, if anything ever happened to you, I wonder what would become of me.
Charlie, you have little to worry about because you're well taken care of.
Oh, I am?
Yes. I have a $2,000 insurance policy with you as beneficiary.
Oh, but you sort of surprised me, Bergen. An important man like you should carry a lot more insurance than $2,000. An important man like you.
Oh, I'm not so important.
Well, you can kid yourself, can't you?
I say, you know, my Uncle Cedric was insured for £100,000 with me as a beneficiary.
Well, lucky you.
Yes, but a terrible thing happened.
What's that, Ray?
The cat is still living.
Oh, where? let's forget it. Charlie, I don't think you have anything to worry about. After all, I'm a young man. I'm just sailing into my early 40s.
But you've been dragging your anchor lately.
No.
Now, about that insurance.
Hello, Edgar. Hello, Charlie.
Why, Terry Moore, of all people, it is a small world. Fancy meeting you here.
Well, hello, Terry. Welcome to the show.
I say, hello there.
You look simply stunning.
Why, thanks, old boy.
That was meant for Miss Moore, Ray.
Oh? Yeah.
You're looking very well, too.
Thanks, old girl.
Ray, that was meant for Edgar.
Oh. Well, Charles, you look absolutely divine, and that was meant for Miss Moore.
Yeah. Terry, what do we owe the pleasure of this visit of yours?
Oh, it's just a social call. It's been such a long time, and I just... Well, frankly, I've missed you, Edgar.
Oh, you have? Well, that's flattering. Won't you sit down?
Oh, the fish, how they do bite when you get the right bait, huh? And she's got it.
Tell me about yourself, Terry. I suppose your picture work keeps you very busy, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but then I have other interests, too. As a matter of fact, I've gone into the insurance business as a sideline.
Insurance?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a coincidence. I was just telling Charlie I should take out more insurance.
Oh. Yeah, you were telling me. See, when you work with a ventriloquist, you never know who's telling who what.
Well, I represent Death Valley Life.
Oh.
And we have an excellent accident policy with a new convertible feature.
And what is this convertible feature?
Well, that's in case you get hit by a car with a top down.
I can see the headlines now. Little car with top down hits man with little down on top.
That'll do, Charlie. Terry, don't you have a policy that just covers the more common sort of accidents?
I certainly have. Here's one that pays you $100,000 if you fall into a volcano while flying over Dubuque, Iowa, in a balloon piloted by a full-blooded Indian.
Grab it, Bergen. That could happen to anybody.
Well, Terry, you see, I really don't want an accident policy. It's straight life that I need. Of course, this is only a gesture to Charlie because I feel fit as a fiddle, fresh as a daisy.
Oh, Edgar, be careful.
Oh?
I knew a man who woke up one morning feeling fresh as a daisy.
And what happened?
That night they planted him.
Oh, I see.
Of course, you mustn't... Well, you just mustn't rush into this. You just take your time, think it over.
Yeah, well, I'll...
Good, it's a deal.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, Edgar, you run over to the doctor's office for the physical examination,
yeah,
and we'll join you there later.
Yeah, well, what happened here? I mean, what's going on?
Well, Charlie, did you like the way I handled it?
Roger. Commission accomplished.
Hello, Terry. Hi, Terry, and hello,
why, it's
Charlie.
Connie Haynes. Connie, would you be interested in an insurance policy on your voice? Now, this policy will protect you.
No, Charlie. I'm more interested in Ray Noble's arrangement of the song I'm going to sing tonight.
Oh, she's a sly one, isn't she?
It's good to see you, Connie. I hear you're just back from a tour of the Air Force bases in the Pacific.
Yes, that's right, Terry. It was a real thrill.
Where'd you go?
Well, Charlie, I went on a special religious mission to some of the islands in the Pacific, sent out by our chief of chaplains of the Air Force, General Carpenter.
Oh, I understand it was a very successful mission, huh?
Yes, they said it was. I toured with Dr. Louis Evans, who, by the way, Charlie, was President Eisenhower's personal pastor last summer. It was a real thrill, too. It was the first time the armed forces ever combined someone from the entertainment field with a religious mission.
You were there over in the Christmas holidays, weren't you?
Uh-huh. We spent the Christmas season on the islands. I think the biggest thrill of all, though, was when we were on Johnson Island. You know, it's just a great big rock right out in the middle of the Pacific. And they have no natural trees there at all. So the guys made a Christmas tree of plywood. Charlie, you should have been there.
I wish you hadn't said that, Connie. But I'm sure you gave the boys a big treat with your wonderful voice. How about giving us one now, huh?
I'd love to.
I'm not in love, I'm not above a date with a duke or a caddy. But that's a pose, for my baby knows that my heart belongs to daddy. When some good scout invites me out to dine on some fine Finn and Hattie, my baby sure his love is secure, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry daddy. Dad, 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 dad. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry daddy. Dad, 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 dad. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to my daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart.
Well, Charlie, I understand you have a bit of advice for the lovelorn tonight. How about telling the girls about it?
All right. It's time for sleet and snow and ice, and time to take some good advice. Protect your skin without a fuss with lanolin, lanolin, lanolin plus.
Yes, if you're noticing that your skin is especially dry these days and the tiny lines are showing up more than they need to, it's time you discovered lanolin plus liquid. For when you smooth in this lovely golden liquid, it penetrates and helps replenish the precious oils that your skin needs so badly this time of year to stay soft and smooth. You see, lanolin plus, with its beneficial esters and cholesterols, is the closest duplication of nature's own skin lubricants. So, no matter how bad the weather gets, you can count on lanolin plus liquid to restore a springtime freshness to your winter-weary complexion. Yes, its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you exciting new loveliness for your skin. See for yourself. See how tiny lines seem to fade away so that your skin can have a more youthful and radiant look. Discover what a wonderful feeling it is to suddenly realize you've never looked lovelier. You'll find Lanolin Plus liquid at all cosmetic counters, and for such a tiny price, only a dollar and tax.
Mr. Bergen, won't you come in now? Dr. Hormone will see you.
Thank you, nurse.
When Miss Moore comes, tell her I'll be right out. Come on, Charlie.
Okay. Oh, nurse, if you need a patient, I'm available.
Well, now, come right in, sir. Mr. Bergen, I believe.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right, doctor.
Well, just take off your clothes and lie down on this table. We'll have that appendix out in no time.
Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute now. I'm sure there must be a little mistake here. I'm just having a physical examination for some insurance, you see.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'm very sorry. I had you mixed up with another patient of mine.
Probably some guy named Appendix who needs his Bergen removed.
Now we'll just listen to your heart for a minute. I'll use my
stethoscope, isn't it?
That's it. Confound it, I'm a doctor. I should be able to pronounce that word. Now we got to, let's see now. Your heart is going tock, tick, tock, tick.
Mm-hmm.
They usually go tick-tock, tick-tock.
Maybe his sticker is tockered out.
Well, now, Mr. Bergen, roll up your sleeve and I'll take your blood pressure.
All right. There you are, doctor.
I'll just wrap this around your arm and pump it up.
Is that all the air it requires?
Yes, 28 pounds.
28 pounds.
You have low pressure muscles. Yes. The white sidewalls. Now, let's see now. How do you read this thing?
Oh.
Where's that book? Oh, here, blood pressure.
I don't think
page
he knows
217.
Much about it. If I ever have any sick enemies, I will be sure to send them over here.
Now, amusing. Mr. Mr. Bergen, according to this book, you have the blood pressure of a young man.
Oh.
Appearances certainly are deceptive, though.
Is there anything else, doctor?
No, I can't find a thing wrong with
you.
Some days it just doesn't pay me to get out of bed. Now, Mr. Bergen, you step across the hall to the X-ray technician.
Yes, yes.
Maybe he'll be lucky enough to find something. Ha-ha! Fatal!
Go ahead, Bergie. I'm going to find that nurse, and we'll take each other's pulse or something.
All right, Charlie. Fine. Let's see. We'll go over here. Well, I do believe that it's Mortimer Snert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe you're right, yeah. Yeah, that's the way it goes, yeah.
Tell me, what are you doing here in the doctor's waiting room?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Bergen, I came over here, I came over here, I forgot what I came over.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, I was just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. I see. Excuse me while I untwiddle them. That's all right.
But, Mortimer, why did you come here?
Well, I came here to get a doctor for a feller.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Dr. Purple, yeah.
Who is this feller? I say, who is this feller?
Yeah, oh, me. Oh, you, yeah.
Well, I'm sure the doctor will be able to fix you up as good as new.
Yeah. I was hoping he might do a little better than that, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing serious. Perhaps a touch of spring fever?
No, spring fever? Yeah. What's spring fever?
Well, spring fever is a form of somnolent lassitude induced by vernal equinox, which results in a state of acute inertia.
You know! Well, I didn't know it was as bad as that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me exactly what do you think is wrong with you?
Well, you see, every time that I can't tell you, Mr. Bergen.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
Well, why? Tell me what's wrong.
Well, I tell you, no, I can't.
What's the matter?
Oh, I get all blushy.
Well, now, you tell me anyway.
Well, you see, when I was sliding down a banister today, you see.
Yes, and then?
And then, hi-ho, sliver.
Oh, I... You picked up a sliver?
Yeah, I was traveling against the grain.
Oh, I...
I'm afraid it's going to hurt something terrible getting it took out.
Oh, no. Why, you're a brave little soldier, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's a heck of a place to get a Purple Heart, though.
Don't you worry about that at all.
Hello, Edgar. Well, have you finished your examination?
Well, not yet, Terry, no. I'm on my way to the X-ray lab now. And I met a friend of mine, Mortimer Snerd.
Oh, so this is Mortimer.
Yes, yes, it is.
Hello, young man.
No. She looked right at me.
Say something to Miss Moore. Go ahead, Mortimer.
Have you milked any good cows lately? Oh.
He's very shy around girls.
Oh, but I'm sure we can be friends, Mortimer. Tell me, why are you here to see the doctor?
What? Well, no. No. Well, I'll tell you, it's my appendix, sir. Appendix, sir.
Then, well, you shouldn't wait out here. Why don't you go in and let the doctor examine your appendix?
I see. I forgot to bring him with me. I got out of that one, didn't I?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mortimer, there's something mysterious about this illness of yours. Now, let's get to the bottom of it.
She's catching on. Yeah.
He's a little embarrassed, Terry. You see, he slid down the banister and picked up a splinter.
Oh, so that's the story.
That's my tale of woe. Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Noble playing Secret Love, but how he and his band got in the doctor's office, I don't know. Well, let me see. The doctor said the X-ray was across the hall here. Oh, yes, here's the laboratory. Yes, of course.
Come right in. I'm Jack Kirkwood, X-ray technician. Greetings and radiation.
Yes. How do you do? I'm Bergen.
What'd you say?
Bergen.
Thanks. I'll have one over the rocks.
No. No, the name is Bergen, Edgar Bergen.
Oh, that Bergen.
Yes.
I listen to you every week on the radio and laugh.
Yes?
I never do.
Oh. Mr. Kirkwood, would you please take the X-ray pictures? I'm in a hurry.
Oh, very well, boy. And I called you boy just for laughs.
Yo.
Now, keep still and I'll ring for the nurse.
Why an auto horn?
She used to be a car hop.
Oh, I see.
You want me, Dr. Kirkwood?
Yes, I did, Miss Scope. Her name is Flora Scope.
Oh,
yeah, Flora Scope. Well, that's so bad, I must have heard it on your show.
Well, never mind that. Would you get on with the pictures, please?
All right. Now, before we begin, I want you to tell me about your past, your childhood, your likes, your dislikes.
I don't see why. Are you a psychiatrist?
No, I'm just nosy.
Well, would you please get started?
All right, I will. Now, Miss Scope, if you please, turn on the machine.
Well, why don't you take the picture?
Well, I'm not quite satisfied with this pose, boy. Could you possibly get your gallbladder to smile?
Oh. This is ridiculous. Now, go ahead, take the picture.
All right. Contact, Miss Scope.
Clowning around.
My. You must have swallowed a picket fence.
No, doctor, those are his ribs.
Oh. You're a smart girl.
Would you finish the pictures, please?
All right.
Danger waiter with its
Don't rush me.
All right. I like to browse around.
I know. Well, I guess I better get a picture of your bones.
Please.
Bones. That reminds me. Did I feed my dog before I left home?
Mr. Kirkwood, this is no way to take X-ray pictures.
Are you trying to tell me how to run my business?
Well, no.
Well, somebody should. I'm always making mistakes. Now, I'll take a picture of you with the nurse on your lap.
Well, now, what for?
Well, when times get bad, I run a little blackmail business on the side.
Well, tell me, Mr. Kirkwood, from what you have seen, do you think I can pass the examination?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh. As a matter of fact, you look better on the inside than you do on the outside. And that's not saying much. Goodbye, boy.
Well, now, come right in, Miss Moore and Mr. McCarthy. I've just been looking at Mr. Bergen's x-rays, and they're fine.
You mean Bergen's okay, Doc? He can get the insurance?
He can have all he wants. I've never seen such a healthy specimen. Mr. Bergen, you will live to be 100.
Oh, Edgar, isn't that wonderful? Why, your insurance can start right now.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. If I'm going to live to be 100, there's really no point in having insurance, is there?
What?
Bergen, do you mean you're only going to leave me with that measly $2,000 policy?
No, Charlie, no. Under the circumstances, I think it's perfectly safe to cancel that one, too.
No, oh, no!
Have you noticed lately that your hands are showing the effects of winter weather? If they're looking lined and feeling rough and dry, give them a midwinter beauty treatment with Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion. This lovely, creamy lotion penetrates your skin so effectively that it helps to replenish precious oils that water, wind, and weather steal from your hands. You see, the esters and cholesterols in Lanolin Plus make it the closest duplication of your own skin lubricants. So, no wonder your hands respond so eagerly. Yes, you'll see the difference instantly. For the very first time you smooth in Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion, it disappears like magic, leaving your hands softer, smoother, and more youthful looking. Hands tell a lot about a person, so make yours say something flattering. Start using Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion in the convenient dispenser bottle tomorrow. Only a dollar and tax. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Perry Moore and Connie Haynes for joining us tonight. And before we go, here is our rural philosopher, Mortimer, with Snurd's Words for the Birds.
Make it a point to breathe a little every day.
Thank you, Mortimer. Until next Sunday, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snurd, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Lanolin Plus, every other Sunday over this CBS radio network at this same time. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you get the very best when you get Lanolin Plus Cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Terry Moore may currently be seen starring with Tyrone Power and Michael Rennie in 20th Century Fox's King of the Khyber Rifles in CinemaScope and Technicolor. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood and Jim Backus was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce, script by Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker. This is Bill Baldwin speaking. Next week, the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy will be brought to you by Chicken of the Sea, the greatest name in seafood. The packer of Chicken of the Sea sells more tuna than any other brand, and for a very good reason. Every day, more and more homemakers are discovering that Chicken of the Sea gives them the finest parts of tuna, the choice center cuts, all for not one penny extra. Get Chicken of the Sea tuna at your food store tomorrow, and make this delicious discovery for yourself.
This is the CBS Radio Network.